Okay, so what's interesting about Parshas Re'eh that I'd like to bring to your attention, something we've never really addressed, discussed, and spoken about, is Parshas Re'eh is always the Parsha that precedes Chodesh Elul. It is always the Parsha that's written the Shabbos prior to Elul. It is the Parsha that introduces Chodesh Elul. Either Parshas Re'eh falls out exactly on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul, if indeed Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, or it is always the Parsha that precedes Elul. So anytime you hear Parshas Re'eh, you know that Rosh Chodesh Elul is coming, and you know that is the Shabbos that we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Elul. So as we like to do, we know that there is certainly a correlation between the Parshios HaShavua and the seasons of the year. Now, there are certain parshios that always must be read prior to particular times. There are two specifically. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, that the klolos shebetoras kohanim, that the curses in Sefer Vayikra, must be read the klolos that are in Sefer Dvarim must be read prior to Rosh Hashanah. That's a must. So Parshas Kisavo has to be read absolutely, positively, prior to Rosh Hashanah, and every single year that's what we do. Parshas Kisavo is read, then comes Nitzav Vayelech as a buffer between Kisavo and Rosh Hashanah, and then comes Rosh Hashanah. So that's a requirement. The other requirement is the Torah tells us the Klolos Shebetoras Kohanim, which I just referred to, Parshas Bichukosai, the last Parsha in all of Sefer Vayikra, must be read prior to Shavuos. That's an absolute. And then we read Parshas Bamidbar, the Shabbos immediately preceding Shavuos, and that's something that we always do. So those two Parshas have to be read absolutely positively before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos. There are other Parshas that almost always are correlated with a particular season. For example, Parshas Ve'eschanan, which we read just 2 weeks ago, is always Shabbos Nachamu. Almost always. It's almost impossible for Shabbos Parshas Ve'eschanan not to be Shabbos Nachamu. Parshas Re'eh, similarly, is always the Parsha that we read prior to Chodesh Elul. Now, it's not a requirement. The only two requirements that I just met, according to the Gemara, the Talmud, and which is Paskin LaHalacha, is that Parshas Bechukosai must be read prior to Shavuos, and Parshas Kisavo must be read prior to Rosh Hashanah. However, there must be a correlation. There must be some sort of explanation as to why Parshas Re'eh is always the Parsha that's read prior to Chodesh Elul, and that is what I'd like to discuss with you today. Today, as it is Rosh Chodesh, certainly brings to the forefront this very significant correlation. So what I'd like to do is start at the end of the Parsha. In Perek Tezayin, chapter 16, page 1020, in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash, the Torah teaches the following three festival holidays. Parshas Re'eh tells us about the Shalosh Regalim, Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. Now, you are all familiar. This is not the first time the Torah identifies the holidays, the Jewish holidays. Absolutely not. Now, we all know Sefer Dvarim is all about Bnei Yisrael's introduction heading into Eretz Yisrael. It's Mishneh Torah. It's the book that encapsulates, that certainly stresses, focuses on specific mitzvos, those mitzvos which are unique to entering the land of Israel. And not surprisingly, therefore, the end of Parshas Re'eh discusses and details and delineates the Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim are the three festival holidays where the Jewish people will be Ole L'Regel. They'll come up to Yerushalayim and they will see the Beis HaMikdash. That's part of the experience of the Shalosh Regalim. But what is curious is why is it that only these three festival holidays are mentioned? If you look in Sefer Vayikra, and if you look in Sefer Bamidbar, any time we discuss the Shalosh Regalim, any time we talk about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we also discuss Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Those are always mentioned together. So for example, in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Emor, that is the parsha where we discuss all of the mitzvos of the various different Yamim Tovim. We talk about Pesach, we talk about Shavuos, we talk about Sukkos, we talk about Rosh Hashanah, and we talk about Yom Kippur. And what's unique to each of those holidays? Rosh Hashanah is unique as Tkiyah Shofar. Yom Kippur is unique because it's Inui. One is supposed to afflict one's soul. Pesach is the matzah, Sukkos is the sukkah. And Shavuos, there's no independent or unique mitzvah. But nonetheless, Parshas Emor in Sefer Vayikra talks about all of the mitzvos of the Yamim Tovim. In Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, There the Torah defines all of the korbanos, all of the sacrifices that will be brought on each of the Yamim Tovim. In Sefer Devarim, rather, it's not the mitzvos that we discuss, it's not the karbanos that we discuss, but it's specifically the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that Kalali shall have a mitzvah three times a year to be Ola L'Regel. And that, the Abarbanel says here in Parshas Re'eh, is the reason why the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are distinctly missing. Because it is curious, if you take a look in Parshas Re'eh, which we just read yesterday, the only Yamim Tovim that we mention are the specific, unique Yamim Tovim of the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now, the Rishonim asks the question, why is it that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not mentioned? They should be mentioned, because they're mentioned in Parshas Pinchas when it comes to the Karbanos. They're mentioned in Parshas Emor when it comes to all the mitzvos of all of the holidays. So why do we not include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well? So as I just noted, the simple answer to that question is, because we're only dealing with the three festival holidays, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not part of the season of the three festival holidays. However, there is a much more powerful and much more important answer, which really gets to the core of a very categorical difference between the three festival holidays, the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and that's what I'd like to share with you now. If you take a look in the Rabbeinu Bachai, if you take a look in the Eben Ezra, both of them ask this question and share with us a very, very critical answer to understand the nature of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Take a look, and I'll read with you the commentary of Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai is one of the classic medieval commentaries, the Rishonim, on the Torah, who writes in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tes, as follows. Hiskira ha-parsha shalosh regalim kisidra. The Torah identifies the three festival holidays in their chronological order. Seasonally, first comes Pesach, which is the springtime, then is Shavuos, which is the beginning of the summer, and then comes Sukkos, which is the fall. Why? Listen to these words. Shekol Yisrael miskaptzim behem. All of the Jewish nation comes together collectively as a unit on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The Shalosh Regalim are a family time. The Shalosh Regalim are a pilgrimage where all of Klal Yisrael come together, they meet, they unite in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lohizki Rosh Hashanah v'lo Yom HaKippurim. Why are Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur not mentioned? Why are Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also not festival pilgrimage holidays? Why are we also not going up to the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Shein miskaptzim sham beBeis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not times to gather on the Beis HaMikdash. Fascinating. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are categorically different than Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are festival holidays where there's a pilgrimage. There's a unit. There's Klal Yisrael joining and coming together. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are not simply communicative in terms of Klal Yisrael joining together. And this is what the Rabbeinu Bachai says is the meaning of what we say in Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ve'ein anu yicholim lalos v'leiros. We don't say that sentence, that passage which is part of the classical Yom Tov davening, that we don't, and we're unable to go up to the Beis HaMikdash because we don't no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't say that on Musaf or Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We don't identify and we don't articulate the fact that we're unable to rise up to the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not days of camaraderie where all of Klal Yisrael are coming together. What Rabbeinu Bachai is saying, and the Eben Ezra makes this point as well when he says, V'lo hizkir yom trua v'yom ha'esor k'ein ha'tzibur mischaber b'mikdash. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not days when we connect in the Beis HaMikdash. What the Eben Ezra is saying, and what Rabbeinu Bachai is saying, is that the three festival holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are very much community-oriented. We get together in the sukkah. We sit together at the Pesach Seder. They're family holidays. They are holidays where all Klal Yisrael come together. There's Aliyah L'Regel. There's a pilgrimage to the Beis HaMikdash. All of Jewry gets together, unites, and comes together. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are very different. They're not simply miskaptzim bo. We don't just unite and come together. You know what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are independent, individual holidays. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are internal holidays. They're not Yomim Tovim where we simply gather together. It's true, everybody comes together in the shul, and they're packed, and they're busy days when all of the shul comes together, maybe even more than most of the year. But the truth is, philosophically and halachically speaking, hashkafically speaking, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are very internal holidays. They're very independent holidays. They're very, very much different categorically than Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And I think this is a critical comment, and this is a critical point that the Rishonim are making, Rebbe Bachaye, as well as the Ibn Ezra, and it emerges from the psukim here at the end of Parshas Re'eh. The fact that the Torah only tells us that there are Shalosh Regalim, three pilgrimages, three festival holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not earmarked and are not mentioned, and it's a blatant omission. Why not mention Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in Parshas Re'eh? The answer is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are very different. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not just simply coming together and sort of blocking out your individuality, and it's not just a focus on the tzibur, on the group, on the unit, on aliyah l'regel, on everybody coming together, but rather it's just the opposite. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are more internal. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are more focused on the person himself and herself as opposed to the community. I think there's a hint to that in the name of the Parsha. If you go back to the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, the word, the name of the Parsha, page 998, is Re'eh. Re'eh means to look, to search, to find. The goal of Parshas Re'eh, the goal of Chodesh Elul, the goal of Chodesh Tishrei is to look, is to search, is to try to figure out for myself how I relate to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's amazing, because when it comes to the three festival holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, it's almost automatic. Everybody knows what to do and how to do. We're all doing the same thing. Everybody's going to sit in the sukkah. Everybody's going to have the same mitzvahs on Pesach of matzah and maror. When it comes to Shavuos, we're all doing the same thing. However, the mitzvos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are really different, each and every single person. I hear the sound of the shofar different than the way you hear the sound of the shofar. My tshuva is different than your tshuva. We can't return to Hashem the same way. Each person on his or her own level has to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their own way. Thus, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are very much independent, very internal, very distinct, very different than my friend, my family member, even my spouse. It's a whole different relationship of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with Hashem than that of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, I'm doing the same exact thing. Everybody's taking the same dalam minim. Everybody's eating the same matzah, the same maror. Everybody's abstaining from melacha on Shavuos, on Pesach, and on Sukkot the same way. But what we need to understand as we enter Chodesh Elul and prepare for Rosh Hashanah just 30 days away is to recognize that it's not the same. Yes, we may eat the same challah. We may all dip the apple in the honey. But at the end of the day, the critical aspect of Rosh Hashanah is the ability that we have, liros, re'eh, to find, to search. It's not so simple. And that's the reason why the Torah doesn't articulate Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And one would imagine, here it is, Parshas Re'eh, which is always the Parsha that is read immediately prior to Chodesh Elul. Of course we should talk about Rosh Hashanah. Of course we should talk about Yom Kippur. It's 30 days away, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, 30 days before the holiday. What better place would there be to mention in the Torah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? But it's absent. There's an omission. It's not here. And thus stress Rabbeinu Bachaye and the Ibn Ezra that this is the parsha that we have to search, to look into ourselves, to find how we relate to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on our own. I think there's a startling connection to this. You know, a month from today, Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to every single Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh, we always are Mevarech the Chodesh. We always enter in and announce the coming of the new month. Every single Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh, that's what we do. Prior to Rosh Chodesh Av, prior to Rosh Chodesh Elul, we did it yesterday. The Hiratzon, and we announce the Molad, we announce when Rosh Chodesh is coming. There's something fascinating. 1 month a year, There is no such thing as Shabbos Mevarchem. You know what month that is? The month of Tishrei. Tishrei, we don't announce the coming of the new moon. And it's very curious, we do it for every single other month. Cheshvan, Kislev, Teve, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, and Av. Every one of the other Jewish months, the 11 out of 12 months, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we are Mevarech, the Rosh Chodesh, we say when it's coming, what day it's going to be, and when the Molad is. When exactly the new moon is going to appear. Chodesh Tishrei, the month where Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur fall, we don't announce Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos prior. And the question is why? And the poskim say, the halachic commentaries make the point, based upon the Gemara Mesachas Rosh Hashanah, that Tishrei is referred to Bakese liyom chagenu. Kese is from the word lechasos, to cover. We almost cover Chodesh Tishrei. It's hidden. Because we're not announcing it the same way we do any other month, nor do we announce it the same way we announce any other holiday. Because it's up to each and every single Jew to look, to search, liros, re'ei, to find Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for yourself. When it comes to the other Yomim Tov and Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, it's given to us on a silver platter. There are mitzvos that we have to perform, there are mitzvos that we have to do, and we're able to successfully fulfill them on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkot. Because those are all identical. We're all doing the mitzvos of the Shalosh Regalim exactly the same way. There's Aliyah L'Regel, there's the mitzvos of Pesach, the mitzvos of Sukkot, and the mitzvos of Shavuos. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's categorically different. It's not exactly the same. And it's up to us to find how we will connect to Rosh Hashanah, how we will connect to Yom Kippur. What is my relationship in the tshuva process? How will I get there? What am I hearing when I hear the sound of the shofar? What am I doing when I'm fasting on Yom Kippur? My fast is different than your fast. My Rosh Hashanah is different than your Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, as opposed to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, which are more community-oriented, which are more Beis HaMikdash-oriented, which are focused on Aliyah L'Regel, the pilgrimage where we are all headed, in the same place, in the same way, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are very different. And that's the hint that the Torah is telling us, re'ei, look, find, search, peer, try to uncover what it is about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that's the reason that it's missing in Parshas Re'ei. There's really another sense, and I spoke about it a bit yesterday, that's critical to Chodesh Elul. And the opening word of Parshas Re'ei, of course, is re'ei, to look. But there's another focus in the very next pasuk, pasuk Chav Zayin, which tells us Asher Tishmu. There's another word that needs to be understood, that needs to be focused on when it comes to Chodesh Elul, Asher Tishmu. You got to hear. You got to know what to listen to. Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu, the bracha that each and every single Jew could potentially receive and be the recipient of, is to listen. And thus the two senses, which are the focus of Chodesh Elul, is Re'ia and Shmia, sight and sound. To know how to see something properly, to know how to listen to something properly. And everybody sees differently. Everybody hears differently. No two people see the same thing. No two people hear the same thing. And thus Chodesh Elul and Parshas Re'ei open up with those two senses, the sense of sight and the sense of sound, re'ei and shmia. And if you look throughout Sefer Dvarim, one of the words that is used over and over again throughout Sefer Dvarim as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, as we prepare for Yom Kippur, as we prepare for the Yom Ra'im, is shma. As we saw in Parshas Ve'ezchanan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The sense of hearing, the ability to understand what somebody is saying, the ability to hear the word of God, that Shmia, and Re'iyah means to be able to see, and to look, and to find, to search, to uncover. Those are all of the senses that we must be focused on in Chodesh Elul. So thus we see, as we enter the month of Elul, Parshas Re'ei stresses this specific point. We're all familiar that the most well-known, or one of the most well-known phrases that we repeat throughout the Yom Ha'Ra'im season is Tshuva, Tfila, Utztaka, Ma'avirin Esra HaGzera, the three formula and the trilogy which is incumbent upon each and every single Jew to be able to focus on and to stress that which is going to be ma'avir, the roa ha'gzera, that which will get rid of this evil decree, is tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. And I like to show you that in Parshas Re'eh, you see each of these three. Tshuva we just discussed. We've shown how part of the tshuva process must be through re'iyah and shmiyah, seeing and listening. That's the first element, that's the first aspect that we see when it comes to Parshas Re'eh. There must be that sense of sight and that sense of sound. That's tshuva. Ultimate tshuva is to be able to see something differently than I used to hear something differently than I used to fix the sense of sight and the sense of sound. That's Parshas Re'eh, and that's the reason why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not mentioned in the Parsha, because it's up to us to see it and to find it. But there's also a focus in Parshas Re'eh on tefillah. If you take a look in Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13, Sefer Dvarim, page 1006, in the stone, Chumash, the Torah tells us that there's going to be something called a Navi Sheker, a false prophet. And the false prophet will try to confuse us. The false prophet will try to turn our attention away from God. The false prophet will test us. Ki minas Hashem Elokeichem Eschem. The false prophet will test us, as the Torah tells us, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Ladas Hayeshchem Oavim Es Hashem Elokeichem B'chol Levavchem B'chol Nafshchem. The false prophet will seem to confuse and to trick us, and will try to pull us away from Hashem. But then the Torah tells us the last Pasuk, on page 1006, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk A, Achre Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Don't get confused. Don't get tripped up by the false prophet. Follow God. V'oso tiro and fear Hashem. Ves mitzvos of tishmeru and follow the mitzvos of Hashem. Uvakolo sishmo, listen to the voice of Hashem. So again, you see the focus on shmiya, listen to Hashem. Re'iya, don't get confused by a false prophet. Don't allow the sight of the false prophet to trick you, to confuse you. Look at things properly and hear things properly. And then the Torah tells us two words. Va'oso ta'avodu. And you should, what? Be oved Hashem. Oso sa'avodu. Worship Hashem. And here in the Mone HaMitzvos, the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says that this is the source of tefillah. Ezehu avodu shebalev. What is considered to be worship of the heart, zo tefillah. The Torah very rarely, certainly not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, does not use really the word tefillah for prayer, but the word for prayer is avoda. Va'oso sa'avodu. The focus that one should have is to serve Hashem through tefillah, uvo sidbakun, and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore in Parshas Re'eh, not only is there a focus on tshuva, there's also a focus on tefillah. Elul is a time to focus on our connection with Hashem through returning to Hashem, but also through tefillah. Tefillah is a critical component of the process that will allow us not to veer from Hashem. And more than that, it will be ma'avir, the roha ha'gzera. It will annul. It will nullify the evil decree, va'oso sa'avodu. But not only is there a stress on tshuva in Parshas Re'eh, not only is there a stress on tefillah in Parshas Re'eh, but there's amazingly also a stress on tzedakah. Three different forms of that one could potentially connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take a look in Parshas Re'eh, I will refer you exactly to where there is a focus on the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezvav, chapter 15, Pasuk Zion, page 1016. The Torah identifies and teaches, there's going to be a pauper. There are going to be poor people in the land of Israel. There's going to be poor people. It's going to happen. It's a reality. It's a fact of life. Don't close your hand. Don't harden your hand against your destitute brother. Don't look the other way. This is a law, a negative commandment. If somebody's asking for tzedakah and we turn our attention and we look aside and we don't focus, there's a law, a negative commandment, a law of lo sikbots is yadcha and lo se'ametz is levavcha. We shouldn't harden our heart and we shouldn't close our hands. Rather, what should we do? The Torah tells us in Pasuk Ches, Ki fasoach tiftach es yad chalo. You should open up your hand. V'haveit ta'avitenu dey machsara sheyachsalo. Give the individual, give the pauper what he or she needs. Make sure you're not going to close your heart. Make sure you're not going to turn your attention. You're not going to close your hand, but rather open up your heart. Pasoach es tiftach yad chalo. Reb Shimshon Frol Hirsch on this pasuk says a fascinating thing. He says, lo se'ameitz es levavcha. Don't harden your heart. And Rav Hirsch says that that teaches us that there's a natural inclination for man to be benevolent, for man to be philanthropic, for man to be kind. It's only when you harden your heart, lo se'ameitz es levavcha, that's what you shouldn't do. But naturally, every human being wants to give. Every person wants to be a giver. Every individual wants to share, wants to give to somebody else. That's what we want to do naturally. Lo se'ameitz es levavcha. Don't change the natural inclination that God has set up of your hand and your heart. God has created in the DNA of every single person, of every single human being, to be a giver, to be a nosein. Pasoach es tiftach es yad chalo. That's the nature of human beings. We're supposed to be givers. We naturally want to be kind and caring and to give. Lo se'ameitz es levavcha means don't harden your heart. Don't make it more difficult. Don't change the natural inclination that you have to be a giver. Don't push that aside. Make sure you are able to reveal that and to be able to focus on that. And thus, specifically in the month of Elul, Parshas Re'eh, which introduces us to Chodesh Elul, shows us this focus on these three areas: tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Tshuva through the word Re'eh. Tshuva through the word Shema, the sense of sound and the sense of hearing. The reason why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not mentioned in the end of the parasha as opposed to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, which are because we have to search, we have to find, we have to look, we have to hear, we have to figure it out on our own. That's really what tshuva is about. My tshuva is different than your tshuva because I'm looking differently than you are. I'm hearing something different than you are. My sense of sight, my sense of hearing has to be different than yours. The things that I have to correct, the things that I have to fix, the areas that I want to grow, the areas that I'm focusing are different than yours as opposed to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Therefore, hear, listen differently. And therefore, the focus also not just on tshuva in the parasha, but also the focus on tefillah. V'oso sa'avodu, ezehu avodah shebelevzel, tefillah. And finally, we see as well the mitzvah of tzedakah here as the three primary, critical areas, the three components, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, the trilogy, which allows us to be ma'avir es ha'ro'a gzera. But there's a final item that you find in Parshas Re'eh, which is also critical to note, and maybe of primary importance. It's the opening pasuk in Perek Yudalit, chapter 14 of Sefer Dvarim, page 1010 in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash. The Torah tells us as follows: Banim atem laHashem Elokechem. You are children to Hashem, your God. Lo siskodudu v'lo sasimu korcha beninechem lames. Here the Torah tells us it used to be an Amorite practice that after the death of a loved one, what people would do is they would cut themselves and make a bald spot between their eyes. That was the Amorite practice. So the Torah tells us Hashem loves you. And even when you lose somebody very close to you, don't allow that to change and understand your focus that Hashem loves you and cares about you. Lo sisko dudu, lo sisimu korcha beninech lameis. Ki am kadosh ata laHashem lokecha. You are a holy nation. You are a sanctified nation unto Hashem your God. Uvecha bachar Hashem lios lam segula. Hashem has chosen you to be a unique nation, a special nation, a holy people mikol ha'amim asher al pnei adama. This, if there's one pasuk in the entire Torah which we should really, really read and learn, study, and meditate over and over and over, it's these two psukim, Perek Yudala, psukim Aleph and Beis. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem. We are children of Hashem our God. Ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem Elokechem. We are a holy nation. And Rabbeinu Yonah says in his Sefer Pischei, Shari Avoda, Rabbeinu Yonah of Gerodni, who's well known for his Sefer Shari Tshuva, is well known for his commentary on Shas, also wrote another sefer called Pischei Shari Avoda, beautiful sefer, all about Avodas Hashem, serving Hashem. And he writes that the first aspect, the first most critical component, the gateway to understand service of Hashem is this pasuk. an individual who wants to be able to do tshuva, an individual who wants to enter Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the first thing that you need to know is you're a child of Hashem. The first thing that you need to know that you are a holy nation. When we know who we are, when we know what we're about, then we're able to be able to connect to Hashem, when we are able to connect to our Creator. If we don't know who we are, if we don't understand what our nation is, if we don't understand our destiny, if we don't understand where we came from, then how will Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur be meaningful to me? What Rabbeinu Yonah says is this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the parsha that we use to introduce Chodesh Elul, the month that we use to prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, this pasuk, Banim Atem LaHashem Lekechem, don't forget you are children of Hashem. Hashem is our Father in heaven. Hashem loves us. He cares about us. He looks after us. He wants our success. And when a human being knows that, and when a human being understands that he has a Father in heaven, and that we have a God who loves us and cares about us and wants us to succeed and to be as humanly successful as possible. When we understand not just as individuals, but also as a nation, we are the Am Segula. We're the chosen nation. We're Am Kadosh Hashem Elokech. We are the chosen nation. We are a sanctified nation. And that's why everybody hates us. Because we're like the child who the parent loves and the sibling figures out, right? Like Yosef. Yaakov loved him, and their brothers were jealous of that. All of the nations of the world, the Shivim Umos Olam, are jealous of our distinctness, our uniqueness. The Am Segula, the Am Kadosh, B'chabacha Lios Lalam, Banim Atem L'Hashem HaKechem. There's nobody else who has this incredible destiny, the incredible history, and the incredible ability and opportunity to head to great places. Hashem wants us to be successful, both as individuals and as a nation. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh is the pasuk of all psukim, is the ultimate, the penultimate of all psukim. And thus, this pasuk is found here again in Parshas Re'eh to tell us that if you want to begin the cycle of the year, if you want to get on the train of Chodesh Elul, to prepare for the stop called Rosh Hashanah, prepare for the stop called Yom Kippur, the ultimate days on the Jewish calendar, the first thing you need to know, prior to entering Chodesh Elul, is Banim Atem L'Hashem HaKechem. You have to know that Hashem is your Father. You have to know that you are children of Hashem. You have to know that you are the unique nation, that you are the sanctified nation. And if you know that, if you understand that, then you'll be able to work. I often tell people that one of the great challenges in many areas in life is when a person is unable to understand himself or herself. And when you're unable to do that, it's very hard to connect to others. And it's unable to find your direction in life. It's especially true with youngsters, with teenagers, and with young adults. That until you're able to figure out the areas of success, characteristic traits, virtues, unique qualities, you'll have a very hard time finding a spouse. You'll have a very hard time choosing and figuring out a career and knowing what you want to do, because you got to know where your areas of excellence are. And it's the same thing that's true in our connection with Hashem. Tshuva is an impossibility if we don't know that we're children of Hashem, if we don't know who we are. Now that we know that we are Hashem's children, we know where to go with that. We know that we made a mistake, we need to correct that. A child who does something wrong needs to apologize to one's mother and one's father. A child that does something wrong needs to correct that. We are children of Hashem for a year. We maybe didn't remember that. We didn't focus on that. We may have sullied that relationship. We may have dirtied that relationship. We may have sinned against our Father in heaven. And therefore, in Parshas Re, we're reminded, Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem, we are children of Hashem. And when you're a child of Hashem, when you're a child of the King of all kings, Melech Malchim Lachim Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't want to make a mistake and you want to fix that relationship. You want to correct that relationship. So therefore, Parshas Re teaches us about tshuva, tfila, utzdaka. Parshas Re teaches us about proper sight, re'eh. Teaches us about how to hear things properly, that shmia. And most important of everything, Parshas Re teaches us, Banim Atem L'Hashem Malkechem, we are children of Hashem, we are an Am Kadosh, we are a holy, sanctified nation. Hashem has chosen us, Hashem has made us unique, and therefore now is our opportunity, now is our chance to enter Chodesh Elul with Rosh Chodesh today as a new opportunity, the last month of the Jewish year, which brings us into the holiest month, Yerech Esanim, the month of Tishrei, which is full of incredible power, incredible opportunity, new beginnings, a fresh start. And when we're able to prepare for that new beginning, the new beginning is that much more critical, that much more important. So hopefully we'll all be able to take advantage of this month ahead and see a lot of success, see a lot of happiness and joy in the coming year ahead. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should be wonderful for everybody. And hopefully through the parsha and the parshios of Sefer Dvarim, we will be able to take advantage of the wonderful present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us of tshuva. Be'ezras Hashem, we're wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful week.